everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. I'm Jada, founder and CEO of the first fashion career advice platform, Glam Observer, a fashion career coach, best-selling author, Forbes Under 30, and in this podcast, I will share actionable tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes secrets of the fashion industry. If you're an ambitious fashion enthusiast looking to start a career in this industry, you are in the right place. And welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. Today's episode is actually very special and very detailed. I think it's one of my favorites so far, and I really hope that you're going to enjoy it. I've tried to add as many details as possible. It's very practical, and I'm pretty sure that you're going to learn a lot from the very first minute to the last one, so I highly suggest you to listen till the end because it's full of tips. Today we're talking about building a fashion portfolio for each career option. Yes, because maybe you're used to know the fashion portfolio just for fashion designers, but you will, as you will listen to on this episode, you will learn that a fashion portfolio is something that anyone can build. So I'm very, very excited to start this new episode. So we will talk about what is a fashion portfolio, what do you need a portfolio for, who should build a fashion portfolio, and you will actually listen to my tips on what you should include in your portfolio for each career option. So a portfolio for fashion PR, buyer, marketing designer, social media manager, graphic designer, fashion illustrator, writer, and more. So all super practical tips, and also which is the easiest and fastest fashion portfolio that you can build. Before getting started with this episode, have you already grabbed your copy of my free PDF guide where I share the do's and don'ts of the fashion job applications? I will leave you the link into the notes of this podcast episode to get now the free PDF guide where you're going to learn what to do and not to do when you want to get a job in fashion. I will leave you the link into the notes of this podcast episode. Fashion is a creative industry, and its main expression is images and visuals. So why don't you communicate yourself in a similar visual language? What is necessary to write down your skills, experiences, and education on a document which is made up of text, which you know is your CV and cover letter? There is also something else that you can add to the mix of your fashion job application tools that will have a more visual impact and so give you more chances to be remembered. A fashion portfolio. So, what is a fashion portfolio? Many identify the fashion portfolio as a collection of sketches and designs, but this definition will limit the portfolio to fashion designers only. While I do believe it is a strong document that any fashion creative can build. In fact, they prefer to define the fashion portfolio as a collection of your projects, works that you did in school, for contests, for a brand, but even just things you did for fun, for your personal project, or just for the sake of building a portfolio. So, what do you need a portfolio for? Let me know how many times have you thought how sad it is to get judged by just what you wrote, what you have on your CV, on your resume, without having the chance to prove that you can do the job. Well, with your portfolio, you have the chance to show what you can do and so get opportunities based on your skills, regardless of what you studied or if you have previous experience. The aim of a portfolio is showcasing your skills. It shows brands directly what you can do. Inside your CV, you list all of your skills, but it's with the portfolio that they come to life. It goes without saying that, of course, by showcasing your skills, it is, you know, way more effective than just mentioning them. Anyone can say to be a brilliant photographer, stylist, designer, or writer, but if you really want to convince a recruiter or brand, then show them what you can do. By proving your skills with a portfolio, recruiters don't have to ask whether or not you have the creativity or talent you're bragging about on your resume. It will be pretty obvious that you actually know your stuff. So, when should you send a portfolio then? A fashion portfolio is used at any stage of your career, to get your first internship, to get freelance jobs, and even to get more senior positions. The older you get, the more experience you will have, the more projects you can add to it. But this doesn't mean that you can build your own portfolio if you're at the beginning of your career. In fact, like I've just mentioned, if you're still studying or you've just graduated and you have zero experience, you can fill in your fashion portfolio with ad hoc projects that you're just inventing just to build up this document and have something to show to companies. For example, if you are an aspiring fashion writer, you can write a couple of articles just to build up your writing portfolio, even if those articles have never been published anywhere. When building your fashion portfolio, you don't necessarily need real work experience to demonstrate your skills. You can be super talented, even if you're at the beginning of your career. So, what makes a successful fashion portfolio, in fact, is not if the projects are for a real brand or not, but its content, the quality, the work itself. Brands, recruiters, whoever is going to look at your portfolio, don't care if your sketches, your articles, your photography are not from a real work experience, but if they're just something that you have created for the portfolio. They will only focus on the final output, the image, the article, the sketches, the mood board. They will judge your work, not if it is from a real experience or not. While a fashion portfolio is useful for anyone who wants to work in fashion, for some roles is not a plus, for something fundamental. If you want to become a fashion designer, for example, recruiters expect to receive your fashion portfolio and will look at it even more than your CV, especially if you're at the beginning of your career. So if you're thinking of pursuing one of these careers that I'm about to mention, then a portfolio is a must to have and send along with your CV and cover letter. So if you want to become a fashion designer, stylist, fashion writer or journalist, social media manager, fashion illustrator, graphic designer, photographer and art director, if you want to get into one of these roles, then a portfolio is a must have that you need to send if you want to have more chances to get the job. However, like I said, there are no limitations. Anyone can create a portfolio. You can be working in fashion PR and in your portfolio have a collection of the events you organized, the press releases you wrote, the database of contact you had, the celebrities you worked with. If you want to work in marketing, it can be a campaign that you realized. If you want to work in buying, it can be an analysis, a report. The portfolio is a visual representation of your job or the job you want to get. Just think about what the role is about and build projects that are relevant. Just consider also, this is very important, the fact that you're submitting your portfolio, it's seen by companies as a sign that you care a lot about that position and that you are making an extra effort to produce this document. Even if it's not perfect, they will appreciate your time and effort you spend creating that. So while we are in fashion, and of course the images, the layout you choose are important, remember that done is better than perfect. Furthermore, recruiters evaluate portfolios in different ways. They focus more on the quality of the projects. for people with more experience. But for those who are at the beginning of their career, they will just appreciate simply the fact that you created one. So if you don't have a fashion portfolio already, start building yours today and work on it to make it better and better by the time. The easiest and fastest portfolio that you can build is a digital one. So you can easily share it via links or as a PDF to anyone. You can even build your own fashion website to use it as a portfolio or even use an Instagram profile. When you build a PDF, it doesn't have to be anything too long. 4 to 5 pages of your best selected works are enough. If you have more projects, only send those that are super relevant for that specific brand. This can mean that you will need different versions of your portfolio. Just like I suggest many times with your CV, also the portfolio should be as customized to the brand as possible. You can even think of adding one single page to your portfolio that is dedicated only to that specific brand. And so you're going to change this page according to the job and the company you apply for. So in case you're wondering what you should include in your fashion portfolio, I already give you tips for fashion marketing, fashion PR, fashion buying. But for the creative jobs, these are some examples. So for fashion designers, like I wrote in my book, Your Fashion Dream Plan, the portfolio of fashion designers is a collection of sketches, mood boards, inspirational images, fabric samples, cut drawings. So in basically everything to let people understand the whole process. So everything that you did from the research and development to the final product. For fashion stylists, the portfolio will have the images of campaigns in which you were the stylist or even just the assistant stylist. So even if you were just the assistant stylist for that campaign, you can add that image of the campaign in your styling portfolio. That's why asking a stylist if you can become an assistant or just assist her or him for one day on just one set is a great way, even for free of course, is a great way to start building your portfolio. For fashion photographers, the portfolio, of course, will be a collection of the images that you shoot. For graphic designers, you know that the best way to demonstrate your Photoshop, InDesign, or any other graphic design skill is to put together a collection of graphics. For social media manager, you need to demonstrate that you understand the audience, that you're able to create strong social media posts such as graphics, videos, and captions. So your portfolio can be a collection of social media posts that you created, the caption that you wrote, the numbers, so for example, how much the Instagram profile has grown with your work, the engagement rate. If you have never worked before as a social media manager, you can even create graphics for the brand you would like to work for, you would like to send this portfolio to, and put down a calendar of content that you would post if you were the social media manager for a week. So you can just like create these graphics, even if you have never worked for a brand and you now want to work for, I don't know, your favorite fashion brand, create the graphics that you would post and also a sort of social calendar. For aspiring writers and journalists, of course you need to write on your resume that you have exceptional writing skills, but nothing beats reading one of your articles to understand your writing style. If you want to become a fashion writer, put together a collection of your clips or sample articles. Articles that you publish in other publications or, like I said, even just articles that you wrote for your portfolio only that have never been published anywhere. By doing this, you are showing directly your writing skills, so you're not going to get judged by the school you went for or the previous experience you have. So lastly, for fashion illustrators, of course, a portfolio for a fashion illustrator needs to have many fashion illustrations so the brands understand how talented you are. They will love your drawings and ask you to create one or more for them. Alright, so that was a lot, I really hope that this has been useful. If so, please do leave a review, rate and subscribe because it helps me keep going with the episodes. And if you want to learn more about how to get a job in fashion, I will leave you the link to my free masterclass where I teach 3 unconventional strategies to get a job in fashion. So thank you so much and bye for now.